like. It's terrifying. I mean, prison nowhere is fun, but some of these tropical, like, country prisons.
Have you
seen
Locked Up Abroad?
Levels.
It's always some British guy who's like, I was in paradise, and then I decided to make a little extra money to send back to the UK by sending some hashish through my bag. And then I got caught. It's always like, uh-oh, that's not good.
I was inside of those Virgin Islands, you know, Caribbean prisons. I was like, oh, man, I cannot imagine being stuck here. And I can only imagine how bad things would have been in Colombia. So I didn't go because I didn't get the shot.
How do we end up talking about the worst prisons to go to at the end of the show? It's quite a ride here on Clay and Buck, I got to say.
Never know what we're going to end up talking about. Thanks for hanging with us. More greatness coming tomorrow, 12 noon, 9 a.m. Pacific. Come hang.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need, 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE, 866-89-BIBLE.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect.
DINOVITE.com.
We've been using DinoVite, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy, a glow and a bounce about him.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, owner of Blindster.com. That's Blinds, T-E-R.com. Can you read a tape measure and turn a screwdriver? If so, you can enjoy our custom blinds, shades, and shutters and save money by doing it yourself. I'm so confident you can install our blinds. If for any reason your blinds don't fit, even if it was your mistake, we'll remake the blinds in the size you need free of charge. You only pay shipping.
And for Clay and Buck listeners, use the promo code Clay and Buck and save 45%. That's blindster.com.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The man wanted in the shooting of 10 people on a subway in Brooklyn was arrested this afternoon, one day after the attack on a crowded rush hour train. 62-year-old Frank R. James taken into custody in Manhattan's East Village neighborhood after police received a tip about his potential whereabouts. Western weapons are still streaming into Ukraine as the White House commits more military aid, but Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher says the proposal is ill-planned and poorly timed.
No, obviously we've been behind the curve since the start of this. It is much more difficult to get weapons into a country to a partner on the ground when you're in the midst of a conflict than it would have been to do it on the front end.
Congressman Gallagher was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says some countries, and companies for that matter, are, in her words, on the fence when it comes to confronting Russia about its invasion in Ukraine.
Perhaps seeing an opportunity to gain by preserving their relationship with Russia and backfilling the void left by others. Such motivations are short-sighted. The future of our international order, both for peaceful security and economic prosperity, is at stake.
And Yellen made her comments to the Atlantic Council. Firefighters are battling a wind-driven blaze that's burned at least 150 homes, barns, and other structures in a mountain community in drought-stricken New Mexico. The blaze on the northeastern side of Ruidoso was fueled by winds between 50 and 90 miles an hour when it was sparked on Tuesday. Village officials say evacuations have displaced close to 4,000 residents, and Ruidoso schools remain closed as well. On Wall Street, the Dow up 287 points, the NASDAQ up by 250. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
Now, Moose, at age 10, had a litter of 10 puppies with a friend's dog. We kept Lupo, his son, and the other puppies were given to friends, but one of the requirements was they must start those puppies on Dynavite. And someday, if Lupo has puppies, they'll be on Dynavite as well. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The teenager accused of beating and sexually assaulting an El Dorado high school teacher will be charged as an adult. 16-year-old Jonathan Martinez Garcia faces 15 charges, including 4 counts of attempted murder. Police say the teen beat and sexually assaulted his teacher after he went to her classroom to talk about his grades. Clark County District Attorney Steve Wolfson said the severity of the charges made charging Martinez Garcia as an adult automatic. A competency evaluation of the 16-year-old will be done before he returns to court for a May hearing. Well, the attack on the El Dorado High School teacher has prompted Clark County School District officials to announce new protocols and safety measures, which include an increased police presence on campus and a system for teachers to contact security from their classrooms. The most recent assault is the latest in a series of violent incidents in the nation's fifth largest school district. Just last month, school district officials announced new procedures which would include potential expulsion for students which fight on campus. The district has gotten more than 5,700 calls concerning fights or assaults and 1,300 incidents on campus where arrests and citations have been issued since the beginning of the school year.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Overall, not too bad on area freeways as we speak right now. A little bit of congestion there on the Beltway 215 as you get to the 15 interchange. Other than that, not too bad. Lane restrictions continue downtown between Main and Eastern on Interstate 515.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day, April 13th, my little brother's birthday back in Philadelphia. Congratulations to Terry, and he's getting up there in age. He's a senior citizen now, so happy birthday to my little brother. Want to check in with a guy who knows where all the bones are buried in this part of the country. He is the vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. He's the owner of the MultiCare Group, and he is Pat Casal. Pat, how you been, my friend?
Really good. It's interesting. You're going to be the first one to hear about the Lincoln Day event that we're going to be throwing on the 21st of May that nobody else knows about. I just finalized it in the last half hour.
Oh, my gosh. Who, what, where, when, why?
The 21st from 10 to 2 at the Suncoast Hotel and Casino. We are limited to 500 maximum capacity, only 500 people, so the first 500 can get in. We're excited. It's going to definitely be geared around the candidates, so they get, you know, all the primary candidates can go out and speak and, you know, meet and greet some of the people. It should be pretty interesting. And then the other plan I am working on, which I wanted to do for June, I'm pushing it to September. I'm pushing real hard to get Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana to be out here to meet with the people. And this is going to be a bigger event. I'm thinking this could bring up almost 1,000 people in this one, because what I'm trying to do there, I want John Kennedy to talk to the primary winners and get them prepped up for the general election come November. So I'm hoping to do something in September on that level. That'll be pretty interesting. So we can have all these people. We want to get everybody out there to talk to somebody who's a senator, who's established, to give them some momentum, and then also have everybody come out, meet and greet all the various candidates to get a, you know, much more personal with them, to find out, you know, where they're at, and you know, get some questions answered. You know, it's important that the constituents know where we're at. Sorry about stuttering on that one.
I think that's absolutely amazing. I think that's that is great. Do you have a guest speaker or anything booked for the Lincoln Day?
No speaker. This is going to be just like they did up in around the state. We've noticed this year, the breadth has been, everybody wants to hear from certain speakers, whether they be running for Congress or the Senate or whatever, governor. They want to hear directly from them, and hopefully we can make that, we can accommodate the politicians around the state. And that's exactly what we're going to do here in Nevada. And we will have a couple. We're looking at doing silent auction and a live auction.
You know, something I'd wanted to talk with you about, and we haven't had a chance to do it recently, and that is the state of the Clark County Republican Party. There's a lot of controversy around it, rogue groups and all of that. But your sense of where we are, there was a time when the Clark County Republican Party was on the verge of insolvency. They were horribly in debt. Talk a little bit about where it is under your guys' leadership, you and Jesse Law and others, where we are with the Clark County Republican Party.
I have to be honest, and I'm not. Clark County right now is flush. We have money in the bank. We're trying to put together some great stuff here. We have a great team. We have people that are working with us that are also running for office. We have a great treasurer. We have Teresa Hancock. She's a brilliant treasurer. Sue Stitt has become my right arm. She's my lieutenant. She's a bulldog. We have Natalie Thomas. We have Michael Steigman. We have Catherine Noose. We have Sally Rhodes, to name a few. And obviously, you already mentioned the chairman. And we're all working diligently to become successful. If we pull off this Lincoln Day event brunch, where we should have close to $50,000 in the bank. So we're flush there. We don't have any debt. There's still some litigation going on. I personally think we should. I would like to let Carrie Buck keep her debt. Let her have it, and let's start anew. We're trying to get away from being FBC, because if you're FBC, then you're in competition with the state party, which is ridiculous, because we're not really going to be doing anything at a federal level in the county. I think our county candidates, for the first time, for the most part, are pretty good. We don't have a whole lot of Republican candidates here, so we're pretty good. But around the state, you know, one thing we have been seeing is we've seen certain people trying to run against established Republicans. And I just don't understand it. Like Ira Hansen, God bless him, right now, he's fine. Nobody's going to run against him or his wife, and they've been successful. But then when you look at a guy like Mark Amadei, who has been a very, very strong representative for the state of Nevada, the constituents in Nevada, over water, et cetera, he now has a candidate, somebody trying to run against him, and it's wrong. Clark County this year doesn't have that same problem. So those are some of the things that I see, and I'm really interested. I think you're going to see a debate coming up next month between Adam Laxalt and Sam Brown, which should be really, really good. I think that's going to be here in Clark County, by the way. We're not throwing it, but that's Sam Shad is going to be doing the interview. That should be very interesting. I think for the first time, our candidates are trying to get out there and meet with the people and let people know, hey, I'm the best person for the job, which is something we really haven't seen in the past.
Pat, let me ask you, though, that Senate race to me is fascinating. The state party, has it endorsed in that race at all?
It will. The endorsements will come out the 29th and 30th of the month of April out at the Palace Station at the state convention. And I'm on the endorsement committee. We're all doing the interviews have been unbelievable. We had a couple of people not show, which was frustrating. But we asked everybody about 6 to 8 questions. We had a handout, so just to get an idea of where they're at. And you know, some of the people we've interviewed were not necessarily great. Some of the people we interviewed were phenomenal. Like for example, there's one person I heard being interviewed on a radio show running for a spot. I'm like, wow, he wants to criminally charge Sisolak for war crimes. I mean, some of that stuff's a little far fetched. But just to give you an idea, but I think we have a lot of interesting candidates from governor all the way down to the little assembly seats. It's quite interesting. And then, of course, in Clark County, we have a bunch of people running in every race, regardless if it's a assembly district. Maybe it's, you know, a treasurer, county treasurer, and stuff like that, which is interesting because we've never done that before. And, in fact, we almost had 100% participation in Reno, and that is definitely a direct result of the state party. So between what's going on in the north and the south, we seem to be coming together. The 17 counties are looking good, and we believe there is a potential red wave. We don't want to rest on our laurels. We have to work really hard, but I think you're going to be very, very surprised by the end result. I think Sisolak is definitely going to get taken out.
Let me ask you, you are running, you're a candidate for Clark County Public Administrator. Tell me what the Public Administrator does. I mean, that's kind of like controller and some of these other jobs that people scratch their heads and really, go, what do they do?
Well, it's interesting that you say that, you bring that up, because I actually was looking into this closer last night. But what my job will be is to basically connect people with money, the money that was rightfully theirs. And so, like, if somebody dies, and they're not here, we'll find who they are and try to bring the assets to those people. But I want to take this job to a different level, and the reason I want to do that is because of the fact that what I have seen, from personal experience, my mom and dad were, my mom and my stepfather both passed away within about 8 months of each other. And unfortunately, they didn't have a will. And all that does is make a lawyer rich. And if I become the administrator, I want to do classes for the average person to have a will. Just a will. Simple will. Because this way, by having that will set up, your assets will be going to your heirs without any litigation or some clown getting paid a third for just because he's a lawyer. And I think that's ridiculous. I want to make sure that in some cases we can educate people about having a trust, the importance of a trust based on assets, how you can avoid the probate situation that are out there. So I think what needs to be done in that position, it needs to bring to the people from experience. My family's estate went to estranged relatives from my stepfather. They haven't seen each other for 10 or 15 years. And on top of that, you have a situation where the lawyer gets a third of my mother's money and my stepfather's money. And all he did was have a legal degree. And it was frustrating. My uncle wanted me to take a couple of things. This lawyer said, oh, you can't. It's got to go to court. You got to do it this way. Basically, he was protecting his income. I want to make sure people, even if you're homeless, you should have a will. You should have DNR, do not resuscitate. These are the kind of things everybody should be aware of to protect what they've created in their lifetime. It shouldn't be that somebody, some clown can come in and take a third of anything and then, you know, whatever happens. So I want to be one of those, I want to be proactive and help the consumer, not the consumer, the constituents protect what's theirs.
Again, Pat Casale joining us. He is the owner of the MultiCare Group. We'll have him put on his health insurance hat, and we'll talk about what's going on across the state relative to your health insurance, Obamacare, what's left of it. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I don't know about you, but I love the opening of the Major League Baseball season. For the next 7 months, you can watch baseball in any neighborhood sports bar. But over the last few years, I had trouble hearing table conversations during televised games. That's why I'm glad I asked Steve Romeo of Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing a few months ago. He confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. And the hearing aids themselves are so small, even close friends don't know I'm wearing them. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Regional Director with Gun Owners of America. And we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences. And those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states. But we need your help to do it.
We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com
to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this ad.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe, paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
Chris Domine is a husband, father, an athlete, even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris's kidneys were failing.
The doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, you are going to die.
Chris received a second chance, made possible by an organ donor.
Your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Pat Casale alongside. He's the owner of the MultiCare Group. Before we move to health insurance and how people can improve their health insurance, and how employers can keep employees and attract new employees with benefits. Pat, I want to ask you, the Biden inflation has now spiked 8.5% year-to-date, 1.2% month-to-month. This thing is starting to impact everybody. Can you talk a little bit about, in your world, what are you hearing from people relative to this inflation thing? And is it something that, is there a quick fix to undoing it?
The quick fix is to make sure we take back the state, the Senate, the Congress, take back the state of Nevada and go red. That'd be the first thing. I mean, I like what McConnell said last week. You know, Biden likes to say he's a moderate. Well, we're going to make sure he's a moderate. Let me tell you right now. It's not the 8.5% is really an understatement. They're talking about maybe 30% in some cases, net, about $300 a week. It's costing people extra than over and above what we've done before. And it's really important that we, the American people, wake up and smell the coffee. In Nevada, we have a great congressman in Mark Amede, and I don't understand why he's got an opponent. But Mark Amede, I listened to him speak recently about the economy and everything. He was telling us what he's trying to do, and we need to give Mark more help in the other congressional districts, and we have to stop fighting within ourselves as a party in the state of Nevada, and just go forward and just take over, because if not, even though the casinos are making all this money, the constituents of Nevada aren't making that much money. You got to remember, 21,000 people lost their jobs on the strip that have not been brought back by the union. What's going to happen? I mean, who could afford this? You're going to see homelessness go through a stage that we can't even imagine if we don't turn this thing around. So it's imperative that we do the right thing and stop worrying about, our egos and work together as a party to make it to become successful and stop worrying about, me, and be more responsible for getting Democrats elected than Harry Reid.
I want you to put on your MultiCare Group hat. I talk to a lot of employers around Southern Nevada, and they all tell me the same thing. It's tough to find employees. It's tough to keep employees. Can you talk a little bit about how benefits, you know, giving benefits or making benefits available to your employees, how that's going to help in retention?
100%. Right now, there's programs, association health programs for some businesses where they can get stable rates that are there